expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
This is Barbara from Harlem, and I want to welcome you to Our Urban Story. Before I let Miss Diamond cut loose, I'm going to give you the call-in number, which is 973-925-4559. And, Sarge, I want to say hello to you. Miss Diamond, what do you have to say?
Well, there obviously is a lot to say, as we say every week. There's so much happening, particularly in the political world, as we get closer to the midterms 2018. Welcome aboard. It's Saturday, October 20th, 2018, and the election is on Tuesday, November 6th. So we're about almost two and a half weeks away from one of the most important midterms in American history. We have a lot to say, particularly on the issue of Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was fake. She had claimed that she had Cherokee Indian blood in her. We now know that it's fake. She had a trace, maybe. What did it count?
1/1024.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
It's a trace, if that, of Indian blood going back several generations.
Yes, and the average white American has that much.
And Barbara, you have quite a bit of...
Absolutely,
blood.
Absolutely.
You may want to touch on that.
Cherokee later. And Blackfoot.
Right. So for Elizabeth Warren to actually... And Harvard University, I think this was in the 1980s, actually called her the first woman of color.
Absolutely.
At the Harvard Law School.
She did not make any correction.
She tried to come across.
Yes.
She had immediately in her lineage had Indian blood, American Indian blood. And now we know that's a lie.
It's a lie.
I mean, all of us, because Americans, we're such an integrated society. I probably have 1/0.1024% of Scandinavian blood in me. I mean, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. But Barbara, Jeff Deal, who's running against Senator Warren, and Senator Warren had a debate the other night there in Massachusetts, of course. Give me your take on their debate, and what could Jeff Deal improve on?
Well, when I was watching it, you know, I thought, you know, he's a very nice man, and he's very knowledgeable, et cetera, et cetera. But today, as I was thinking, reflecting upon what I saw and what I heard at, you know, the debate, it was on CBSNews.com, I believe. I thought about a theme, and my theme was a smile and a hammer. A smile and a hammer, because, you know, as nice as you can be, you have to remember that leftists, secular humanists, are not nice. They're very vicious people, very nasty. And I'm not saying we should be nasty, but we should be able to smile but hammer them to the wall. Because there were many cases, I thought, many chances, a few chances, not many, that he could have been a little more forceful. You know, because she was doing, number one, she's not over the Trump syndrome. She's suffering from that.
Yes,
you know, she does have derangement syndrome. She hates the Republican Party. She's one of those who hates that word, and she hates the Vice President of the United States. You were going to say something.
No, I thank you, Barbara. What I was just saying is that Jeff Deal to me and Bob Hugin here in New Jersey.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to understand that the Democrats want power. So it's okay to be a gentleman. It's okay to be nice. We're not saying be uncivil. We're not saying be nasty. But Barbara, what I think you and I are saying is candidates like Jeff Deal and Bob Hugin, who's running against Bob Menendez here in New Jersey.
They need a hammer.
They need a hammer, but they need a fire in their belly.
Well,
they cannot be country club nice Republicans.
That doesn't work.
It does not work. Donald Trump showed the way. You have to, excuse my language here, you have to kick ass.
Amen.
When Donald Trump, I'll never forget it, when he debated Hillary Clinton, I think it was the second debate.
Mm-hmm.
He took Hillary to task for the 33,000 emails for lying about Benghazi.
That's the hammer. That's the hammer.
I had never heard anyone prosecute Hillary Clinton the way that now President Donald Trump did in that debate. Donald Trump showed the Republicans, he's continuing to show the Republicans how to fight back. Now, some Republicans think he is a bit brash, and I'm not crazy about everything he tweets, like he called the porn star
horse face.
That wasn't really nice. But Donald Trump understands that you cannot be a country club genteel Republican candidate when you're going up against these Democrats. As other people have said, this is not the Democratic Party of John F. Kennedy. They are raw, naked seekers of power, and they are moving the Democratic Party towards socialism, which can move us to communism. So it's very important to have some fire in the belly. That would be my advice to Candidate Deal and my advice to Bob Hugin. And you mentioned it. I saw your post on Facebook about Bob Menendez didn't even want Bob Hugin
to step on right.
Can you elaborate on that for me?
Well, yes, I was told by his campaign manager, because I was saying, well, why didn't he go on the stage or whatever? So I was told by the campaign manager that Bob Menendez told the police to keep him off the stage. And number two, they had to even protest for him to be allowed to be in the parade. Bob Menendez tried to keep him out of the parade. That's how confining and controlling these people are, and they need to be retired and recalled. And yes, these Republican candidates that you named, and there are some others, need that hammer. They should look at some of the debates that our president had with Hillary Clinton. I call her Hillary, and learn something from his style. He had a smile. He never looked like he was angry like they can get. But he had a hammer. He hammered her to the wall. Now she's calling that sexist. I mean, you know what she's calling it now. But they need a little more fire in their bones. And they need to not be so nice and so polite. They need that hammer. They don't have to be nasty. They don't have to be vicious, because that's not the nature of the conservative people. But, you know, when she started talking about how our president responded to Saudi Arabia, and she tried to infer, she just said it, that maybe he was light on them because he has business interests there. He should have mentioned about, you know, when the people were killing the deli in Israel, and Obama was the president at that time. Yes.
Thank you, Barbara. You're right. When Elizabeth Warren, I just want to be very clear, when she was criticizing Trump's response to the Saudi government.
That's correct.
I think a Candidate Deal should have said, well, what about the concern? Did you have concern to Elizabeth Warren about our American brave men and women and the ambassador?
Ambassador Stevens. Absolutely.
In Benghazi.
Why didn't they raise their voices then?
Exactly. What about other journalists?
Absolutely.
Why is there such an obsession about the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, who is a Saudi citizen who was apparently murdered at the consulate in Istanbul, Turkey?
Right.
I'm not saying it's right. I think it's terrible. His fiance, Jamal Khashoggi's fiance, was waiting in a car while he ran into the Saudi consulate, and then he ended up being murdered. I think that's terrible. But for the press to obsess over it, for the media to obsess over it, for Democrat candidates to obsess over it, where were their obsession over Benghazi when our ambassador?
No obsession.
Men were murdered.
No mention of them. And remember when the former president called the incident at Fort Hood workplace violence? They didn't get upset about that. They didn't get.
Murdered 13 other
students. Absolutely.
In Texas.
And they let it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
So that's part of the hammer. I think that he needs to get prepared that when he has another debate with her, that, you know.
He's gonna have to bring it home. I mean,
he can bring it home. He can do it.
Yeah.
He has the facts. He has the charisma. He has all of that. But he just has to, you know, forget about the starched shirt and the tie. Just open it up and let it roll.
Well, you know, Barbara, one of the things we want to talk about today, one of the themes that we're coming across is, for the Republicans, it's about jobs. For the Democrats, it's about money.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I give credit to that for President Trump for saying that. because he's right.
He said it, or either his daughter-in-law said it, that the Democrats produce mobs while the Republicans produce jobs. Right.
One of the things they're talking about.
No, I read someplace where she missed it. Okay, all right.
One of the things that Democrats Republicans really need to understand is this is a battle. This is for us, for the American people, and Trump got that early on. This is not, if you don't have a fire or passion in your belly about this, you really should not run, because our country is at stake.
I think that they have a passion, because what they go through to run to even put their name on the ballot, it's heck.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why a lot of people are afraid of it, but they have to express that passion, you know, and they can't be afraid of offending anyone. You know, the liberals, they don't care whom they offend. They have no conscience, you know, and they try to take no hostages. But I think he did very well last night. I just know that with that hammer. And there are so many things that, you know, you can hammer her with, not only with the lying about her ethnicity, so that she could get benefits and privileges, et cetera, et cetera. Character, to me, does count. It means everything. But also on her belief that we should have open borders. I mean, they treat America as if it's a wasteland. What about the men and the women who are trying to get their lives together and need those entry-level jobs? If you put all of the... And you know what I would have told her, too? Well, I understand that you want us to have open borders and give even undocumented people their citizenship papers to help build up the Democratic voting bloc.
Right. That's exactly it.
Because that's what they're trying to do. Yeah, you have to put it out there like it is with a smile. Mm-hmm. But you're using that hammer.
You know, Barbara, you thank you for those great points, because it leads me to this whole thing with the Democratic Party saying...
Mm-hmm.
And you have a former attorney general, I forget her name.
Eric Holder.
Eric Holder.
I call him Eric Hold Up.
Got it. And the one who succeeded him, her name
Loretta Lynch.
Perfect. Thank you so much. For them to say that requiring ID to vote is intimidating to black people is truly an insult. There's no black person in 2018 that I know of who does not have ID.
They have to have ID, and they have to have an address even to be in the shelter.
They have to, exactly. They have to
food stamps.
To get food stamps, be in a shelter.
Amen.
So why? This is such a lie. This is the thing about the Democrats, and it's a shame. They are willing to lie to try to convince. They think, I guess part of the electorate is kind of dumb, low information voters, to say that it's hard for black people in 2018 to get ID is an insult. My grandfather, who's now passed, was 98 years old, and he ID up the wazoo.
Up the wazoo. That's right.
There's no excuse. It's really, as the title of your book says, basically, escaping the racism.
Of low expectations. But these Democrats.
Black people so low, you can't even get ID.
These people, like the two you just mentioned, they have no expectations of black people functioning in a society without them. They have no, not even low. I have been, and I think I have it in the book, where I went to something about the baby death rate. And then the one who was the facilitator of this session was saying that, you know, black people suffer from the slave mentality, and we haven't gotten over that. And I started emailing her even after the session, because there were questions I wanted to pose to her. I said, well, how did you get your education? I mean, did that gene skip your family?
Exactly.
And you know what happened? She stopped communicating with me.
See, that whole thing is not surprising, Barbara.
No, it's not surprising.
But the black liberals and white liberals have such low expectations.
Yes.
For black people.
Yes.
It is a form of racism.
And it's a form of control. And
it's a form of control. And what they're doing too, they're trying, you know what, Barbara, it just dawned on me.
Mm-hmm.
Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder and those who say, well, it's hard for black people to get ID, it's intimidating.
Such a lie.
That is a lie. That is literally a lie. Okay. But what they're trying to do is use black people as a scapegoat. What they really want is for illegal aliens to vote and not have to present ID. See, See, of a person, an American citizen, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you have ID. I don't care if you live in the heart of Manhattan or if you live in rural Mississippi, you have ID. What they're trying to do is say, they're trying to use that, you're intimidating black people because they don't want illegal aliens to have to present ID in order to vote.
Absolutely. Because their former boss told illegals to go out there and vote for Hillary Clinton. Something I got from the American Thinker. Would you share that with us?
Absolutely. It's dated October 20th, today, actually.
Yes.
The Ideological Conversion of the Democratic Party, written by Alexander Markovsky from the American Thinker, a conservative online site. And I like American Thinker.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to read where you highlight it.
Please do.
Quote, devotion to the socialist cause has turned the Democrats in the House and in the Senate into what Bolshevik Leon Trotsky called the voting herd.
Yes.
Acting much like the unthinking members of the Soviet Congress of People's Representatives that for 70 years unanimously approved every one of the Communist Party's programs. Now let's stop there for a moment.
Keywords.
Because the key word here, what are the phrase here, the voting herd. They want black people,
yes,
and others, just to have a herd mentality that we're just drawn to vote for Democrats and Democrats only without even thinking.
Unthinking, absolutely. And from what I saw on Facebook, now I don't know if it's true or not, I have not researched it. In 2005, Dick Morris said that, and I can't quote verbatim, that Hillary Clinton said that the Democratic voters are easily manipulated and stupid. And this article tells us that the prime subjects or victims for this party are the ones who don't think.
Yeah, exactly. This is one of the disturbing parts of the Democratic Party.
Very disturbing.
One of the things that we talked about last week is they're not discouraging the violence.
No, they're not.
We talked about former Attorney General, who was the top law enforcement officer in the United States, saying Republicans go low. When Republicans go low, you kick them. We've had quote after quote of not necessarily saying fight. Well, Tim Kaine did say
we'll be fighting in the street.
Hillary Clinton's running mate said fight in the street.
And what did Hillary Clinton said?
Right. We can't be civil until the Democrats control the House.
Absolutely.
We can't be civil with the Republican Party. Because what they want power and control. So if they can't have power and control, they'd rather try to destroy. They have not spoken out against Antifa.
No, they haven't.
Anti-fascists. No, Antifa are the fascists. They're committing violent acts in the streets. And you have a city like Portland, Oregon. The mayor has let Antifa basically take over Portland, Oregon. But if they try to take over New York City, they're going to have a fight on their hands. I can tell you that. So, Barbara, in fact, you know, you spoke in Queens a couple of days ago.
Yes.
Give us some color on that, please.
Well, it was the Queens Republican Club or organization, and it was a nice group of people, and we talked about what was going on. We talked about how insane it was with the Kavanaugh hearings, but we all celebrated the victory that he was nominated.
He was confirmed.
I'm sorry. Yes, 48-50, but he was confirmed. So you know, I just I am who I am, and I brought it to their attention that, you know, we need to all get out and vote. We need to help the people who are running on the Republican ticket, for the most part. We need to help to get them into office. Number one, it'll be a disaster if the Democrats take over or if they rule, because all of the progress we've made, even including the wall that's being built and stop, go and go, it will be reversed. And they're going to focus more on impeaching him and getting undocumented people into America than they will care about your health care, your tax returns, or your life here in America, your welfare. They're more concerned about getting that voting block up with those undocumented illegals. That's the bottom line. You know, undocumented is a nice name, but the bottom line is they're illegals. They came here illegally, and some of them are criminals. They need to be vetted. We need to be allowed to know who's coming into our country and say yes and say no.
And Barbara, on that note, if I may jump in for a minute.
Yes.
That brings us to the point of this caravan that was heading out of Honduras.
Yes.
And it's up to 4,000 people, and you responded to the president here on Twitter. But I want to quote Donald
Trump. What did I say on Twitter? Oh, I know.
Yeah. We have about 3 minutes until we break. But I want to quote Donald Trump from Twitter. Quote, "The United States has strongly informed the president of Honduras that if the large caravan of people heading to the U.S. is not stopped and brought back to Honduras, no more money or aid will be given to Honduras effective immediately," unquote. And that's President Trump on Twitter 4 days ago. And you responded, your response, Barbara, from Harlem, quote, "How dare them act like they can force their way into our country? What pill do they take to make them presume their behavior is acceptable? No respect equals no money is right on time, and no entrance equals no free rides," unquote.
Amen. Yeah, that's me.
Now, we have to put the foot down. We can be compassionate about people who live in poorer countries. We can have compassion on them, but the United States is not a free for all. Unless you are a U.S. citizen, you do not have a right to just come into our country. Plain, simple, full stop. You know what I'm saying? Entering into the United States is a privilege, not a right.
Absolutely.
Unless you are a U.S. citizen. And, you know, and it brings me back very briefly to Jamal Khashoggi, who was unfortunately murdered in Turkey in the Saudi consulate. It's unfortunate, it's sad, it's tragic, but to try to mobilize the United States government and to pit the United States government against Saudi Arabia and against, you know, just to investigate his death, it's a little bit much.
Well, they're over.
It's a little bit much. He was a U.S. resident, really, and in some quarters, in the conservative quarters, he was not pro-U.S. in terms of fighting ISIS. I'm not saying he should have been murdered. I'm just saying we need to pull back on some of this overkill and trying to find out what happened to Jamal Khashoggi. That's between Turkey. That's between Saudi Arabia. Yes, we shouldn't let Saudi Arabia just murder their journalists. But really, that is not something I think that should allow us to break down our relations with Saudi Arabia. My issue with Saudi Arabia is bigger than Jamal Khashoggi. It's the 15 of the 19 hijackers.
Amen.
11 were Saudi. And Saudi, they believe in Saudi Arabia, this radical form of Islam called Wahhabism. And that's what they're exporting all over the world, using the profits from the oil industry that we helped them build, I think, in the 1920s or 30s, and building mosques all over the world. That's my bigger issue with Saudi Arabia, promoting radical Islam. So, getting obsessed with Jamal Khashoggi is not going to solve our problems here. We need to build the wall, stop the caravan, because although they're not armed soldiers coming from Honduras, there is an invasion into the United States.
All that is a smokescreen. They don't want you to look at the fact that they want open borders. They don't want you to look at the fact that they want to kill babies even on their way being born. This is nothing but a smokescreen. Because if they were so compassionate and felt so much about the human race, what happened at Benghazi didn't even upset them. We'll be right back. Stay with us on our Urban Story.
Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. 711. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Can you turn the volume up? Yeah.
Okay, we're back to our urban story. It's Saturday, October 20th, 2018.
Well, yes.
I wanted to talk briefly.
And I'm sorry if you weren't able to hear me, so we had to turn it up. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Right, okay. Thank you, audience.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to turn very briefly to the issue of our First Lady, Melania Trump. She has been more maligned than any other First Lady that I know of in American history.
Now, this rapper T.I. Apparently did a video where he had someone portraying Melania Trump as stripping, and he's like in the Oval Office. And, you know, people in the Twitter sphere have said, why aren't the other, and on Facebook, why aren't the other former First Ladies of the United States, why aren't they speaking up on behalf of Melania Trump? And let me just get, what's your insight on that, Barbara, please?
Well, I think, is my mic still on?
Okay, because I hope you can hear me. I think that, you know, it's disgraceful, and they should be speaking up because they held that position at one time also. And unfortunately, you know, I think that there's a lot of jealousy and animosity. She wasn't born here in America. That's right. One thing.
Right, right.
She speaks, I guess I've heard she speaks 5 or 6 languages, and maybe the other first ladies were not that, bred or educated. Mm-hmm. And she has a husband who's very different from some of the former presidents we've had.
Yes, he is.
She has a husband who's very outspoken. He's sometimes brash. I love it.
Yes.
And he is bold.
Right, 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 right.
And unfortunately, a lot of those people who are mocking are the same people who would vote for Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. a congenital liar.
Right.
One who destroyed servers, one who didn't tell the truth to the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. One who was in on the payoff to the Russians with the fusion and all of that. They would rather have her as president because those people have no standards for character.
Mm, gotcha.
It's disgraceful what they're doing. But you know what? We as a people who have some decency and we have some morals, we need to ignore them. We need to make note of who's doing it. And when they're at a comedy club or in their performing, don't go.
Right. Exactly.
Boycott them.
Exactly.
That's my take on it.
Yeah, because it's a shame. Melania Trump, may God bless her, went to Africa and she visited different African countries. She has a good heart, and she was ridiculed by members of the media and, of course, Hollywood. And it's just really ridiculous how they're treating Melania Trump. So I think we need to lift her up and the president, Vice President Pence and his wife up.
Absolutely.
In prayer. Let's keep them in our thoughts and prayers.
And I think it wasn't not too long ago she had on a jacket that said, who cares?
Right, exactly, exactly.
And that's her attitude, I believe, with these people who call themselves mocking her. A lot of us wish we could walk in those stiletto heels like she can.
Absolutely.
A lot of us wish we could have a shape like she has. Mm-hmm. She's a beautiful woman, highly educated. And, I mean, she's blessed to be in that position, and we're blessed to have her. A first lady this time with class and dignity, and most of all, a love of God and a love of country.
Thank you, Barbara from Harlem. And, Barbara, did you want to talk about your book briefly? I do want to say we have dropped off copies of your book to Fox News, to Sean Hannity, Judge Jeanine Pirro. We've also sent a copy of Barbara's book to President Trump. Hopefully it will land on his desk. We pray that there are no obstacles in these books, in your book, getting to the appropriate individuals so we can have that breakthrough on Fox, even on NBC or ABC. What are your thoughts, Barbara?
And if any of you out there can help us in our efforts, because we don't have a manager per se, and or an agent that can open these doors for us. So if you can help us, we would appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I'm going to read this from the back cover of my book. I am Barbara from Harlem, and my God, my country, and my conscience are my guides. I was a liberal by default. I asked no questions. I had no answers. I just pulled the lever to vote for Democrats, as was expected of me. Most of my fellow black Americans do not fully understand what the term liberal means, or who or what they are voting for. They don't realize how terrible those liberal policies are to our freedoms and liberties as Americans.
Beautiful.
And I stand by that, and that is the gospel.
Right. Excellent, Barbara. That's an excerpt from the back of your book.
That is correct.
The book is doing well. I mean, if you're in New York City, I know there are books. Her book is at Barnes & Noble on West 46th and 5th Avenue. I know personally there are copies of her book at that Barnes & Noble. And there are copies of her book at some Barnes & Nobles in New Jersey. So please stop by and pick a copy of her book. We're trying to arrange a book signing at Barnes & Noble in Manhattan.
Yes.
I'll let you know whether it's the Union Square or the one on Fifth Avenue.
Amen.
We will let you know.
Yeah, and let me give you the title again, please. Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. And if you can't remember all of that, all you have to do is put in the computer Barbara from Harlem.
Absolutely.
I'm the only one, the one and only, red, white, and blue Barbara from Harlem.
And where can they order this book from, Barbara?
Amazon and any of the popular outlets, Simon & Schuster,
Barnes
Walmart,
and Noble.
Barnes & Noble, all of those outlets have this, you know, in their stock.
Excellent. Now, at the top of the show, we were talking about jobs, not mobs, and I'm on Twitter, and Twitter's very interesting, as any of you who are in Twitter know this, but Adrian Norman is a black conservative, and he went, apparently, to a Trump rally last night, and I just want to quote from his tweet. Quote, last night, a mob of leftists formed a human chain and locked thousands of Trump supporters in a parking lot, unquote. You see, folks, if we don't agree to what the left wants, they're going to try to destroy our peace of mind and harm us physically. We have to be ready. We have to be alert. They are from mobs, and we are about jobs. And even if it's a weak Republican, you know, a Republican without that fire in the belly, he has my vote. Because the Democrats as a party, as a whole, they're too corrupt, and they're willing to accept, even if they're not in the street rioting, they are willing to accept violence if that helps them reach their goal. And that is anti-American.
And I was looking on Facebook, and there's a, what do you call it, a billboard, a sign. And I think it's supposed to be portraying Maxine Waters. And it says, Halloween, uncivil Democrats. Because anytime, you know, you have people telling people to harass people, that's not acting in a civil manner. But, right. You know, what are we going to expect from them? I mean, if Hillary Clinton, one of the leaders of the party, says that there will be no civility until the Democrats rule.
Exactly.
Then those who aren't thinkers will do what they're getting paid for from Soros, or do what they just want to do, just create havoc.
Yeah.
You know, some people are just angry by nature and all that, even though good progress is being made. You know, remember last week I was talking about I wasn't going to list all of the 289 accomplishments, but I was just looking at this recently. And it says that women's unemployment recently at lowest rate in nearly 65 years.
Wow.
65 years. See, these people are so dark in their hearts, they don't can't even rejoice at the good news.
Well, Barbara, America was listed as the most competitive economy in the world for the first time in 10 years. So that is a significant accomplishment on the part of Donald Trump.
Absolutely. And, you know, the poverty rates for African Americans and Hispanics have reached their lowest levels ever recorded. So, I mean, and we need those jobs for those people who may have had had difficulty finding a job because of they don't have a lot of skills. We don't need people from foreign countries taking those jobs before our citizens get an opportunity to have them.
Absolutely. I just want to quote from Donald Trump. Donald Trump is so funny on Twitter. Follow him. Pocahontas, the bad version, sometimes referred to as Elizabeth Warren, is getting slammed. She took a bogus DNA test, and it showed that she may be 1/1024,
right,
far less than the average American. Now the Cherokee Nation denies her DNA test is useless. Even they don't want her phony, unquote. I mean, for her to continue for a number of years, for the last 30 years, to consider herself a person of color is absolutely disgraceful, and it was a lie. She got benefits at Harvard,
yes,
referred
did.
To her as a person of color.
Right.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And this is my message to Massachusetts. Please support Jeff Deal. We understand Dr. Shiva is running, very intelligent, MIT. He's nearly a genius. But we don't want him splitting the vote.
No, we don't need a spoiler.
And Massachusetts, if you need us up there to help Jeff Deal,
let us know.
Barbara, what is your contact information, please?
Well, I have a few friends up there.
Okay, they know how to reach you.
Absolutely. But, you know, I was thinking about that too, because Dr. Shivas is running as an independent.
Right.
And right now this race is too crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Unless something is done to turn around some of the black supporters. I mean, I saw something on YouTube where this black woman was praising Elizabeth Warren, et cetera, et cetera. Another thing about it, when she, you know, she has this, she hates Trump. But in addition to that, you know, Jeff Deal has a good point, and he needs to really drive it home.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to support Donald Trump 100% because
right.
no one is in agreement
right.
100%
right.
of the
right.
time.
Right. Right.
However, for Massachusetts to be favored when we, with the federal grants and all of that, you need a senator that's going to be friendly with the administration, friendly
right.
toward the administration.
Exactly.
Elizabeth Warren would not bring anything into Massachusetts from the federal government if it couldn't be, can't be prevented.
Right.
Because she's been too hostile toward our president.
Absolutely. We need to come out on November 6th like never before.
Absolutely.
And I know there's an African-American running in Florida. I think his name is Andrew Gillum, running for governor of Florida against Ron DeSantis. We need support for Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, I mean, I'm sure he's working hard, but again, you got to.
Gillum is a socialist.
He's a socialist. Stacey Abrams in Georgia running
Absolutely.
For Georgia. Governor of Georgia is a
yes.
socialist. These are two African Americans who have bought into the socialist movement. They must be defeated.
They
I
must
know
be.
I have black friends on Facebook. Support Stacey, and they're just supporting her because she's black. Let me just be frank about it. They're supporting Andrew Gillum because he's black. Let's be honest.
We need to get over that identity politics.
We need to support people who are for the American people, who believe in how this country was founded, and who respect American values.
Yes. And I just want to say this. They voted for Barack Hussein Obama because he was black.
Yep.
And what did it benefit them?
Absolutely.
Zilch, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I know of people, their deductible under Obamacare was like $1,200 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. that and all of that transparency he promised never evolved, never
mm-hmm.
happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we need to get over this identity politics and think beyond color.
Absolutely. No, you're 100%, Barbara. You're 100% right. We as black people need to stop being obsessed with color. We need to look at the... What did Dr. King say? I'm paraphrasing.
Don't judge me by my color, but the content of my character.
There you go. But too many black people, particularly liberals, discard that.
And white liberals. White liberals.
Yes.
Get
thank
on my
you.
Last nerve.
Thank you.
Because they think they're doing black people such a favor. They're going to play the deliverer of what?
Right. Exactly.
And then they vote for black people who are not suited for these positions because they think, well, it's about time a black person. When we look back in our history in the 1800s and all that, we had black senators at that time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This country is the only country that has made so much progress because of our Judeo-Christian foundings.
Right. Mitch McConnell, apparently, I'm just reading this, he was harassed in a restaurant. You know, this Maxine Waters,
yes.
Hillary Clinton, Tim Kaine, Eric Holder, all encouraging, these are Democratic leaders.
Absolutely.
Encouraging, or not saying go out and kill them, but
they produce
encouraging
mobs,
them
mob
to
mentality.
Be mob. This is mob mentality.
Absolutely.
But apparently there are people in the restaurant where Mitch McConnell was who supported Mr.
Good.
The Speaker of the Senate leader. I mean, it's ridiculous. The Democrats, when they lose at the bottom, the polls, I should say, they resort to this kind of behavior.
When evil doesn't win, when it doesn't prevail, that's what they do.
Exactly.
They just become more evil.
Right. Exactly.
That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that stuff with Kavanaugh was so over the top. It was painful to even think about watching it because it was so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
What they were trying to do.
Wow, absolutely. Thank God Kavanaugh was confirmed, because if he had been denied that confirmation, what it would have done was set a precedence that a woman could say she was almost raped, nearly raped, whatever, and just her word is enough as evidence, and that would not stand up in a court of law, but it would scare off other Supreme Court nominees that they would
almost
reach
absolutely.
Back to high school. All of us made mistakes in high school, and that's part of the maturing you learn, you grow from mistakes, but that would have sent a very dangerous precedent for men and boys in this country.
But the thing about it, you know, I saw some of those signs. I believe the woman. Well, what did you believe those 60 plus women who said that he was a man of integrity?
Right.
They're females also.
Right.
You didn't want to believe them. You wanted to believe he was a sexual predator, because that's part of the Democratic game plan. It's either sex or race.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Period. They didn't want him on the Supreme Court because they thought if Roe versus Wade happens to come up, he will not vote to keep killing babies.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Randomly.
Right. Right.
For birth control reasons.
Exactly. And abortion is not birth control.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. You're right.
Absolutely not. That's the only reason why they found her. They found her some kind of way.
You know, but they're
and
not.
And paid her well.
Right. But you know, we're not hearing anything about Christine Ford because the Democratic Party has no more use for her because she was not telling the truth, very simply.
She got paid, though.
She got paid. She got paid by the Democratic Party.
So she doesn't care, you know, I mean, and now people will look at her when, you know, they'll know her now.
Exactly.
Evidently, you know, she's not a remarkable looking person, so you wouldn't even notice her in a crowd or even in a room of five.
I don't know about that, Barbara.
Well, that's me. That's me.
But, you know, Lou Dobbs is reporting on Twitter, quote, I'm a quote from Lou Dobbs' tweet. This is a full-blown national security crisis. 100 ISIS terrorists caught in Guatemala as migrant caravan of military-age males marches to the United States.
Absolutely. You don't know who's in that mob. You don't know who's on that caravan. You don't know who has snuck into this. You know, even Elizabeth Warren wants to demolish ICE. Mm-hmm. We need our agency to try to weed out those who came here illegally. They could be the ones plotting, God forbid, another disaster.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How dare these Democrats think that we're that stupid? There may be some people who are unthinking, but I hope that they're listening to this program and they'll say, you know, let me start thinking on my own.
Right. Exactly.
Let me stop being controlled by an allegiance to a party.
Right.
Let me be controlled by common sense that God has given me.
Right, exactly.
Let me do what's right in his sight.
Absolutely. So President Trump, you know, a couple of days ago said he would send, the U.S. military to the southern border.
Yes.
And I think he absolutely needs to do that.
Absolutely.
Send the military. If this is what it requires, we are a sovereign nation.
That's right.
That has to be respected. You can't just walk into the United States. You are not a U.S. citizen. Your entry into the United States
is a privilege.
In spite of what Obama and the liberals would have you believe, is a privilege. It is not a right. We have a right to vet anyone coming into this country. We have a right to reject on reasonable grounds anyone coming into this country. We do not have to let a caravan of people in. Listen, we're compassionate people. I feel sorry. I wouldn't want to unless they live in Honduras either, or Guatemala, the poorer countries. I would want to come to the United States, but do it legally. Respect our laws.
Or don't come.
Because they just say this, Barbara, very quickly.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Part of the problem with just letting mass amount of people in is that if they've been shown, not all the immigrants or migrants, human trafficking has been involved, drug abuse has been involved, criminals coming into this country, and now there are allegations that ISIS has melded into this crowd on its way to the United States.
I just wanted to make a plea to thinking people. And even if you know people who aren't too apt about thinking, America is my land, my country, my homeland, my love. We need to do everything we can to protect it. We need to protect our republic because we have a party now that is so socialist and Marxist that it's frightening. And I would ask all of you who are listening to the sound of my voice that if you know people who are so caught up in being loyal to a party, not a cause, and not their country, please try talking to them. Because it's very important this November the 6th for us to make sure that there's a red wave that covers our land from sea to shining sea. Over every mountain, over every hilltop, we need a red wave. We can't afford to let socialists and Marxists be in power and in control because they don't believe in one nation under God and they don't believe in God we trust.
Thank you, Barbara. That was beautiful. I want to turn very briefly to the race in Texas. I've been tweeting on behalf of Senator Ted Cruz.
Yes, yes.
He's running against this Beto O'Rourke.
A joke.
Beto O'Rourke, God forbid, if he wins, he's going to be part of that cabal to try to impeach President Trump. They're going to harass Justice Kavanaugh.
And
we're talking about Mitch McConnell a few seconds ago being harassed in a restaurant. Well, Senator Cruz was harassed at the airport.
Yes.
He's getting the harassment. This really needs to stop. Senator Cruz is a class act. He just told the woman, God bless you, ma'am. There's a huge rally coming up in Texas. There was a huge rally in Nevada. Barbara,
right.
I want you to talk to that huge rally. They had to turn people away. But
yes.
What my key
yes.
point right now is we have to stay focused. November 6th, a red wave.
Absolutely.
I'm voting straight Republican.
Yes.
Forget the Democrats at this point.
That's right.
They are not a trusted party.
No.
We referred to the American Thinker earlier, and this article by Alexander Makovsky. I just want to go to the last statement here. The psychopaths have turned this once respected political party of John Kennedy, Henry M. Jackson, and Michael Mansfield into a socialist cartel. He's absolutely right.
Is.
The Democratic Party is this cult of anti-Trump, anti-America, and it's very dangerous. We must, like Donald Trump said, you don't hand matches to an arsonist.
And they are arsonists.
And you do not hand power to the leftist mob as represented in the Democratic Party. Go.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
That is the truth. Sadly, that is the truth. And we have to be on our guard. We have to stand up. We have to push back. We can't get tired. We can't get weary. And like I told them when I was at the Queens Republican Party, do what you can from where you are with whatever limitations you have. Like I also am working on the Ted Cruz campaign. You know, doing what I can, making calls and all of that. I fell down a little bit in the last couple of days, but I'll get back on the horse again. Mm-hmm. You know, to be honest and straight up. But I'm not in Texas, but that doesn't mean I can't help.
Right, exactly.
And that goes for all over, not only New Jersey, but all over this land. We need a red wave.
And those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice, please, if you're on Twitter, Facebook, please try to support Omar Navarro, and as a Nancy AVVRO, he is running against Maxine Waters. I think he's doing well, but Maxine
Amen.
Waters has the whole machinery of the Democratic Party supporting her. The GOP hasn't really kicked in with Omar Navarro because there's no, you know, it's about money. If there's no chance he's going to win, the GOP, they're not backing him like they should. Please check out Omar Navarro, OM as Michael A.R., and his last name is Navarro. Just Google him and follow him on Twitter. Try to give him support. We have a couple other candidates who are not well known. Bob Hugin here in New Jersey. Hugin, H-O-G is in God.
H-U.
Thank you, Barbara.
G-I-N.
G is in God. I-N as a Nancy. Bob Hugin. He is within striking distance of Menendez, but again, that fire in the belly. People want. And even, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Hugin has Hispanics working on his campaign.
Oh.
Now, he's running against Menendez.
From almost every ethnicity.
From almost every ethnicity. When we were at the Hispanic Day Parade, we had flags from Colombia, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, represented on Bob Hugin's float.
And even some that were from the East Indies, whatever, were working on his campaign.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, you know, it was a multi-ethnicity group.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. So but Bob Hugin has a great chance to beat Menendez. Go ahead.
And that really needs to happen. It really honestly needs to happen. Go ahead. I had a thought, but it just escaped me.
That's
right
okay,
now.
Barbara. But again, we want you please to get out. Please keep our president and our vice president in prayer, their families in prayer, because the attacks have been vicious. You have someone like Rosie O'Donnell suggesting that the military just go in and take the president out of the White House. We really need to lift Donald Trump up in prayer to break those demonic spirits that are trying to break him. There's a cabal of witches, I believe, in New York
somewhere,
praying against Kavanaugh, trying to hex the president. We really need to stand up in prayer. Barbara, your thoughts before we close.
Well, my thoughts are those of you who know to pray to the Almighty God. you know, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. These people are in the world, they are of the world, and they will be defeated. Oh, I know what I was going to say. George Washington said the power under the Constitution will always be in the people. So whether the GOP gets on board or whatever, let's we the people get together and have a red wave.
A red wave.
Red wave, yes. Senator, God, yes.
Senator Collins in Maine,
yes.
Because she's under attack as well.
All right. God bless all of you, and may God continue to bless America. And don't forget, this is
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.